So, first thing of the morning, I like to strain my limbs with a warrior stance to welcome the coming day. I was told by the yoga instructor that the child posture may be swiftly followed by the corpse transitioning through the warrior. I tried tantric yoga of the morning, but it leaves a mess of the sheets and leaves me depleted of essential oils for the rest of the day. I use lemongrass. It's the only kind of grass I like. Although everyone can use a little lubrication to help the day along, I find a high-fibre diet can assist the ablutions. After the anticipatory smell of a little Arabica and Tai Chi, I have a men's movement, duly flushed away. Although, like the Freemasons, shit floats to the top, so I sometimes need to use the loo brush. The morning routine involves virtual reality mindfulness, a short set of a few guitar practice songs of my own, and a close shave from the barber of Seville with a squirt of bergamot with Sauvage aftershave. Like slapping on Old Spice, it makes a real man of me. I'm not sure David Beckham would approve. The chai tea conspiracy states that Lay Z likes a jasmine green tea to help him wake up. But I might be back in bed soon, as continuing my war on the day is not worth all the tea in China. All too lazy. I am using chess as a meditation on agency. Within contingency of the rules and rationale of the state of play, each move is an exercise choice of free will. I'm enjoying the free moments between moves. Although just a game, the agency illustrated by the choices presented in chess requires consciousness to decide which move to take. Profoundly meaningful. Where does this consciousness come from? From what is it made? Without the opportunity afforded by the game to make free choice, is consciousness the same? Makes the game more stimulating? Yet the computer app is not conscious, has no will, and just emulates agency algorithmically. A strict materialist may say my brain is the same, with only the illusion of free will. I am aware of making the choice of move. This awareness is not computational. Qualitatively, I have experiential, subjective agency. Many determinist materialists see consciousness as an illusionary byproduct of the computations of the physical brain. What then is this qualia of consciousness I experience in processing my decisions to move? A compatibilitist would see a unity of brain, mind, deterministic choice, and in experiencing the illusion of agency. We have it within our grasp. So am I just a biological mechanoid reacting to cues from environmentally determined stimulus? I am still intuitively more, with the existential experience of free choice. I am not flipping a mental coin at each move. I consider the consequences. I am present as an agent of free choice in the theatre of consciousness. The computer chess can analyse more moves into the future than I, so in one sense has optimal choice, and yet, as algorithmically deterministic, it has no actual experience of choice at all. I not only experience choice, but have an experiential history of agent decisions to reflect upon in making my conscious move. Obviously, the computer has a database of game positions to fall back on, but still lacks this experience of conscious volition. I was feeling quite under-inspired musically, so applied the chess theory. Success. I had to let go of the chess game as the app cheated by rearranging some of the pieces on the board whilst I was distracted by the morning chorus birdsong. I was expecting to lose my first game on my new Lewis chessboard from the British Museum to the computer, but oh no, the computer acted like it has agency and cheated the game. I'll put that down as a win then. With lockdown, it is important that I keep to my routine. I had a vindaloo last night, so I have further meditations to follow up on the men's movement. I think the Hindu call it an asana. Whatever, do try to contemplate how it is in life that the shit always keeps seeming to float to the top. At least that's what I think when I spy on the neighbours through my toilet roll binoculars. Of course, those that know me well recall I like a bit of aloo gobi on the side with a biryani. Biden on top with Paris, Texas, and although many are gagging for Radio Gaga, I am convinced wearing Harris tweed around my neck is the more attractive choice. I might contemplate Mons 2 for dinner. By next year I'll be a millionaire, so a menagerie for three might bring both Lady Gaga and Harris's pearl necklace to mind by the time it's my nighttime tantric workout. That's a men's movement I rarely do without.